السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب نعمة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen. And inshallah, we make dua for the ummah that Allah bless all of us with a beautiful Ramadan Kareem. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Sha'ban, 1446. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the countries and cities of the world. For that we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Zukhruf, chapter number 43 of the Noble Quran, and verses 53 to verse 56. So that is our lesson today. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, they, the non-Muslim and mushrikeen and idol worshippers, applied the law of qiyas and analogy, which means that they would take prophethood to be like a person who's a monarch and a king and had a kingdom and so forth. So therefore they would pose these type of questions and so forth and so on. So chapter number 43 and verse number 53 is our starting point today. فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَسْوِرَةٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. So the one question they would pose, that why was it not given to him, to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the bangles and the bracelets and so forth made of gold, genuine gold. So the Prophet must be like a king, al-iyazu billah. So that was their figment, the imagination of their imagination, and that was what was in their hearts and in their minds, and that was what they objected and so forth. So Almighty Allah rejected that, obviously. And وَجَاءَ مَعَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقْتَرِنِينَ. Or second objection, why are the angels not coming with him, with the Prophet and Messenger, and informing us that, see, this is the final messenger, this is the Prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is why when every messenger and prophet came, then majority of the people, they rejected the message and the messenger. So that is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. The truth has come and the falsehood has perished. Remember that. You see today, that we are 8 billion plus people on this planet, on this earth. And 1 billion plus, man, you say 1 billion to round it off, Muslim. And 7 billion plus non-Muslim. So they know the truth, but everyone has a hidden agenda, an ulterior motive. And therefore, they would not accept the messenger. They would not accept the message. And they just continue with their lives. Look at the Pharaoh, the tin-pot dictator. He ruled for decades and decades. Why did he rule for decades and decades? Not because the people did not know the truth, but they were so overawed, overwhelmed with him. And then he treated them just as, you know, inferior people and himself the superior one, the ten-point dictator. Does that not resonate with what is happening in today's, you must remember, democracy, that the elite and the ministers, South Africa, Africa, Arab countries, Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, America. So wherever you look at Europe, then you will see majority of the time they make the people feel that they are inferior and unintelligent. So this is the meaning, remember, of the next sentence. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ that he, the Pharaoh, أي فَوَجَدَهُمْ خِفَافَ الْأُقُولِ he found them to be unintelligent people. He found them to be inferior in their thought and in their thinking and so forth. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ so he, the Pharaoh, made them feel unintelligent and inferior. فَأَطَاءُوهُ فَأَطَاءُوهُ so we stopped there, and then they obediently. They were obedient to him. They were like slaves to him, and he was the master. Islam teaches us we are not the slaves of anybody except him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And therefore we are called Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Ibadur Rahman. So that is the lesson Islam is teaching us. Taking out from the shackles of servitude to creation and one creation worshipping another creation. Nay, Islam says servitude is only, solely, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I do not worship, I have not created you, O human being and jinn, but except that you worship me, you serve me. And I am your only ma'bud, the only one worthy of worship. So human being and jinn, remember you are mukallaf, you are given these obligations and duties. Therefore we say, La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship, except him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then we say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah states, Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. That these people who are following the Pharaoh, remember they were the people who are fasiqeen. When you analyze the philology, history of the word fisq, fasiqeen, so what does it mean? You draw a circle. And when you go beyond the parameters and boundaries of the circle, you call such people fasiqeen, transgressors. So they went beyond the parameters and the boundaries which Almighty Allah choked out for humanity. And then they indulge in kufr and shirk and blasphemy and polytheism, idol worship. And that is now the recipe for everlasting doom and gloom and everlasting jahannam. Allah protect us. فَلَمَّا آسَفُونَا What is the meaning of آسَفُونَا? فَلَمَّا hence, when they أَبْغَدُونَا Always try and look for synonyms in the Arabic language, then you will understand the greater connotation, the greater meaning of that word and that verse as well. So when these people infuriated us, when these people made us really angry with them, so Almighty Allah is who? He is Sabur. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has the most patience, is forbearing, is Haleem. But when human beings continue with their vices and sins, then Almighty Allah unleashes his punishment and chastisement. فَلَمَّا آسَفُونَا انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ إِنْتِقَامٌ Here we need to be very careful. One is the Urdu language, may aap say intiqam lunga. I will take my revenge from you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Wallahu Azizun Zuntiqam. And he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he is the possessor, remember, of retribution. In Islam there is no revenge. In Islam there is justice. Somebody murders my son. Deliberately, premeditated murder. So we, the victim's heirs and family, so we can reach consensus and we say we want a life for a life. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى So the Western powers and media will say, but then you want death penalty, you want a life for a life, and so forth, is revenge. Hey, it is based on justice. And then if you don't want that, you take the blood money. If you don't want the blood money, 100 camels or the value thereof, then both parties, we the family of the deceased and the murderer, we make sulah, we read some agreement, mutual agreement, you give us your house, you give us your car, you give us your farm, or we forgive the person, or we leave the matter for the day of justice, the day of reckoning. You judge the pose and draw a comparison with any law in any part of the world and see if you can bring up a better mass system than that of Islam. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. فَلَمَّا أَعْصَفُونَ انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ So when they were the people who infuriated us all, Almighty Allah, then we extracted and we punished them with retribution, with justice. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ And then we let them drown. The Pharaoh, his cronies and his comrades and companions, all of them, أَجْمَعِينَ All of them. No exclusion, no exemption, because they all are guilty. You see, Imam Malik rahimahullah one day was asked in Medina Munawwara, Man alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The children, grandchildren of the Muhajireen, the migrants were there. And the Ansar, they were in Medina, their children, grandchildren was there. Imam Malik is Imam Daril Hijra, one of the greatest people of his time. So they asked him this. So he, Imam Malik rahimahullah, is a genius. So he read chapter number 40 and verse 46. And this is what is happening now to Pharaoh and his cronies and followers and so forth. Quran Kareem is teaching us Surah Mu'min chapter 40, verse 46. An-naru yu'raduna alayha huduwa wa'ashiyya. And they are being presented to the fire. And remember that they, the Pharaoh and his cronies, Uduwa wa ashiya in the morning, evening, all the time. That is now in Alam e Barzakh, in their graves or wherever they are, like the Pharaoh, his body is there in the Pharaonic Museum in Cairo, Egypt. Then, wa yawma taqumu sa'a, and when the day of justice comes, the day of Qiyamah, adakhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al azab. Then it will be told to the followers of the Pharaoh, Ala Fir'aun, enter into the worst, worst punishment, Jahannam. If Ala Fir'aun means Kullu man ittaba'a Fir'aun, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijra said that Adakhilu Ala Fir'aun refers to the Pharaoh and his followers, then Alun Nabi, Ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will refer to kullu man ittaba'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone who follows the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately. What a genius he was. So Allah Ta'ala let them drown, all of them. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ Hence we made them, remember, for the salaf, the people, the previous people, our people who came before us. So they are called the salaf. So we made them a sample, example for the previous nations and generations. وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ And we made them a sample, example لِلْآخِرِينَ for the latter generations as well. So may Almighty Allah protect us from kufr and shirk and nifaq and make our husnul khatima. The day we leave this world, we leave with Iman and Islam. Allahumma ij'al خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا الله make that the best day in our life, that the day we come to meet you. Amin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is the 23rd of Shaaban 1446 Saturday, and mashallah, these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We find that the Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists, they're dropping leaflets there in Gaza and telling the people there, you better cooperate with us and otherwise you will have to surrender. We are going to now implement the Trump plan to now go and expel you and kick you out from here yesterday I see Trump, then now he's changing his tune. He says, no, it will not be compulsory. I am just recommending that because he knows he made a fool and an idiot of himself. He is an idiot, that everybody agrees. His parents also told the world, if you read his history, that he's a foolish person and an idiot, remember. So now he made himself an international fool and an international donkey, as the Quran Kareem calls them. Chapter 62, verse number 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys carrying encyclopedias and so forth. Today, alhamdulillah, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, the academic year is starting, and that is when, 23rd of Sha'ban, they moved the rubble, they flattened the ground wherever they could, made it as comfortable as possible for the students. So the madrasa, the school, the hips classes, everything will start. Do you know why Allah's special mercy is in Gaza al-Mubarakah? It is known as Madinatul Shuhada, the place of the martyrs. It is known as Madinatul Hufaz. Every family there, boy or girl, our brother, our sister, our son, our daughter, minimum they had one hafiz, and now they have become shaheed and shuhada. Our history is not written in black and white or Muslim. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars. And remember that, the red blood of our martyrs and our shuhada. And therefore Allah elevates them. And Allah curses the haramis and the jutlas and punishes them forever till the day of Qiyamah. O Muslim, O esteemed listener, O Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, our engineer there, that he fell asleep, I think. So therefore, I don't know if Ansar is on or not, but anyway, so you must remember this. So you should write this down. Two verses, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 60, that only nation Allah speaks of them, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made them into swines and pigs, and Almighty Allah made them into monkeys. And this got nothing to do with figurative and allegorical meaning. This is literally, physically, Almighty Allah transformed them into swines and monkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 16. And Almighty Allah teaches us, Chapter 7, verse 167, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ, your sustainer, nourisher, provider has announced, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish the jutlas by non-Muslims or non-Muslims, whether it is Hitler, whether it is Hamas, whether it is Hezbollah, whether it is the Houthis, all H, and then they go to H to hell also. So this is Allah's system. Always they'll be punished. And you can see that in their history. So they'll try and intimidate us, but we will not be deterred. And the world today has changed. 80%, 90% are supporting Palestine, and they call in the Jutlas, the biggest terrorists, guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide. The only way to stop the war, the Haaretz newspaper says, is to get out of Gaza completely and then get the hostages back. That is the only way the war will stop, and that's exactly what Hamas are saying. Hamas are saying that we are prepared to give you all the hostages, one shot. But we want these two conditions. And it must be written, there must be guarantees, that there must be no jutla left in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And secondly, there must be a permanent ceasefire, a permanent truce. So how fair is that? Remember that. Israelis' mistreatment of the detainees, meaning the Palestinian prisoners, whether it is the youth, whether it is the children, whether it is men or women, remember now is being considered as war crimes as well. So remember Northern Gaza, me and you in South Africa, we have our own challenges. But see, in Northern Gaza, the people can only take a bath once in 10 days. And that is because the acute shortage of water there. So remember, but still they say, They tried to bribe them up with $1 million, not one son, not one daughter, the son of the soil left Gaza. They said, we're staying here, this is our land, and we will fight till the end, and we will send one settler, one bullet, will settle the issue forever. That is all, Almighty Allah's fadl, grace and mercy on these special people. How they have already written their names in gold in history, people will always remember. See, now the things are getting fractured between America and Europe as well. That is where Trump has done in his first month, you must remember that. He has fractured the relationship between Europe and America and the Arab countries and America and so many other countries, including South Africa. So Germany issues a warning to the U.S. and says, you don't come here and bully us and dictate to us and just think that we will just accept you sleepishly and like slaves. Nay, we also have our autonomy and independence. Ethiopia welcomes Russian investment. You see that? If you know what's happening in Africa, at the moment, remember, the busiest airport is our O.R. Tambo Airport. But very soon, in 2025, or latest 2026, the busiest airport and the most efficient place to fly will be from Ethiopia and come back via Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. So they're really making big, big strides. And now Russia is helping them from Russia with love, as they say. Trump wants China nuclear deal. You see that? He knows now China is not a small China that he can push around and so forth and so on. So one side, remember that Russia, they came out so good with the negotiations there. Remember that they were winning all the time and they hardly had to make any sacrifices and compromises. Therefore, they're smiling. So they are winning, they're against America and so forth. And second, now China, he has his sights on them. But remember, they will retaliate and they are retaliating. Israel killed, you must remember, the Biba's babies. And now they want to blame Hamas. That last year, November already, that Hamas announced to the world that, remember, that Israel Defense Force murdered the Biba's babies, and here we are prepared to hand them over. But Israel said no. And now the Israeli Defense Force, their spokesperson Harami, another terrorist, and he says that Hamas killed them with their hands. Can you believe a nonsense story like that? But that is how Allah Ta'ala disgraces them. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When the Chutla speak, the Haramis, the Jews, Zionists, they speak with a forked tongue, Quran says, for the Jutlas, layyam bi al-sinatim. Trump, very, very frustrated with Zelensky. He will get rid of him. And then he will say that Russia must just keep on going on and keep that land which they occupied. And for you, the Ukraine, just sit quiet and so forth. So that is how he is going to dictate to them and so forth. Whether they accept or not is another issue. Trump says that Macron of France and Starmer of Britain, UK, did nothing to stop the war, you see. So he is a guy who will embarrass these leaders internationally, globally, and they can't do anything about it. Sometimes he talks utter rubbish and nonsense, like what statements he made about Gaza, but sometimes he speaks the truth because he himself belongs to the Hizb al-Shaytan, the satanic party, and so forth. Let's come back here to our beloved country, South Africa. Just tell you very briefly what happened. So, mashallah, Thursday we left Indonesia, and then we came to office. And there, mashallah, our Butikani, he is my Masi, my Kala, my maternal auntie's grandson, you see. So, mashallah, so then he arranged everything there. And then we had a wonderful Jalsa. Two youngsters completed HIFS. There's 10, 11 students from Maputo. And you know that half is Junaid, half is Ibrahim. Wonderful, wonderful recitation. And then on Friday we had another, yes, then some advisors, the Tabligh Jamaat were there. So they requested I should give them some guidance and some advices. So Alhamdulillah, we did all that with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. perform Ishraq in the masjid there, and Bhuti Ghani and his team, mashallah, renovating, refurbishing the old masjid and so forth. Wonderful facilities. Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his beloved mother, family, and all the marhumin, his father, grandparents, his brother Hafiz Zubair, and his nephew Zaidan. They all passed away, and they buried there all in the same graveyard. And we went there, also made dua for them. So that was on Friday morning, you see. Then we left for Windbank. So we came here where I am now. That Haji Abdul Sattar Oka and our auntie Masi, mashallah, they go out of their way to make our life comfortable. Then yesterday, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, he's the most senior imam there, very, very great alim. He spoke on Afia and he broke it up, you know, into different categories. Wonderful talk. He made special dua against the Jutlas, and Allah protect, preserve our Muqaddasat, our holy places, Masjid al-Aqsa from the Jutlas and the enemies. And thereafter, mashallah, I went here to the Jummah Masjid. So this Jummah Masjid and the Pine Ridge Masjid, when they just started its foundation phase, so they invited me for the opening and so forth. And now it's become a beautiful, wonderful masjid. So I had to deliver the talk. It was live on Markaz Sahaba and the khutbah and salat and so forth. So one of the trustees, one of the main trustees, one should say, Brother Rashid Bamji came. He said, AK, he said, Mufti Sahab, but I'm just saying AK, you must consider and think. He had come here to Windbank. I told him I was really happy I came here today for the Jummah. You know, he said, no, I am requesting you must come here for the last 10 days of Etikaf, this Ramadan. So I just smiled. I said, you know, I said once only for Etikaf in my life, in 1979, there in Heidelberg, that was before I got married. And after I got married, then I never said for Etikaf. So we had a good laugh, you know. So anyway, Jazakallah khair. And then we had wonderful lunch, and then I slept. Then Asr time was the nikah, mashallah. So this, you must remember that here, you know, our sister, so she is Zahra. So she is now that Bhuti Ghani's brother, late brother, Hafiz Zubair. So his daughter and Ehsan, you know, is the brother. So that's Zahra's brother. So in the morning we sat and sorted everything out, the permission and the... So then there was Qirat. And who read the Qirat? The groom, Hafez Mikail. Beautiful, wonderful rendition. And he knew that his groom, he's the groom, and he knew that his bride is listening to him. So he read, you know, wonderful, wonderful. I was really impressed, you know. I told him and told his father and them also. Allah Ta'ala accept. I asked him, who's your ustad? So he said, that Morana there in Qarisab, you see, there in Middleburg. So I said, we know Qarisa very well. Where is he? He must come read here now, you see. So he said, no, Qarisa had other commitments. So Allah Ta'ala reward Qarisa, the Ustad. Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. And thereafter, mashallah, because the Salat was early, quarter past five, and now, you know, I must speak for 1 hour. So then we got Mufti Tahir to read Qasida Burda. And then I gave advices, and then the Nikah. Very good crowd, a method of people, our family. And then Maulana Muhammad Ali, mashallah, that he made the dua and so forth. And he performed the Maghrib Salat. So Maulana Muhammad Ali is our Sheikh. Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, Nawwarallahu Barqadahu of Leslie. Hazrat Maulana came 1940 to Stanerton. So that is where my Nanima, my mother, everybody met Hazrat. And then in 49 or so, he left and performed Hajj. And then in 50, he came to Leslie. And in 67, Muharram, he passed away. I was there in the janaza. So we used to go every second week to Mamaji, you see, in Leslie. Long story. So Allah Ta'ala, Ghareeke Rahmat Nasir Farmai, Allah Ta'ala gave Mamaji and our mommy, said Maulana Muhammad Ali's mother, and so forth. Then all of them, their Jannatul Firdausil A'la, we can never ever forget their ihsan and favor upon us. We should be very clear on these issues there. And thereafter, there was Akni. Normally, I have Akni at night, lunchtime, I mean. But yesterday, the brother, I believe, from Pretoria, they say his name is Mushtaq. yezeldi kuket akni da islamastel yudar. And then, mashallah, Isha Salat, we went to Masjid Abu Bakr. And now I'm going there also for Fajr Salat. And after Fajr 5:15, we'll have advices. And then we will go from here at around 10 o'clock to the Markaz in Johannesburg. My brother Ahmad Rashid, his grandson, Molvi Huzaifa, the son of Moana Imran Dadabai, and my niece. So mashallah that he's getting married to Juwairia Andamia from Azadwal. So the nikah is there at 12 o'clock. So we'll be there just before 12. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. So that is our story. So let's carry on now with the history is finished. Let's carry on with the geography. Shalom, Salim Kareem. Fire up for the questions, inshallah.
Tishab, is there any prescribed dua to read after every two rakats of Taraweeh Salah?
Remember that there is no sunnah dua to read after every two rakats or four rakats. That you will find in some masajid, they put the big board and you must read Subhana Zil Mulki wal Malakut and all. That is not sunnah. It is not something that we can prove from the Quran Sharif or from Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or from the Sahaba Allama ibn Abidin al-Shami, who is a wonderful scholar of the Hanafi school. And remember, he has mentioned this clearly. Yes, it is permissible, but I personally, I don't read it. So if I'm reading behind an imam, so sometimes, you know, we finish Quran Sharif early and then we go to other parts like this year, inshallah. Inshallah, if everything goes to plan, then I will go that side there to Komatipur and to White River and Barberton and all this, you know, what we used to call Eastern Transvaal. So now Pumalanga side and so forth. So now you read Taraweeh behind the people, the imams. So I just read Durood Sharif, Istighfar, Kalima Tayyiba. So read that which is proven than compared to that which is man-made. So that is our teaching of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, a person's zakat is only due in Ramadan. Would it be permissible to give a portion of the zakat 2 weeks before Ramadan and the rest in Ramadan?
We have 1 week to go now, inshallah. Next week, Saturday, will be Ramadan in most parts of the world. The Moon Sami is there in Saudi Tumayr. They already announced that 1st March will be 1st Ramadan, most probably. So they will definitely, inshallah, do that. South Africa, we will have to wait for Friday night. If we see the moon and the crescent, then it will usher in the month of Ramadan. But remember, according to the calendars and the people who are experts in this field, they say it's but difficult. So then Saturday night will be first Taraweeh and Sunday, that will be the first Psalm and fast on the 2nd of March. So let's wait for that. So yes, we encourage that. Give your zakat this week. And in Rataif ul-Ma'arif, Ibn Rajab al-Hambali wrote also that when you study the life of Salaf Esali, our pious predecessors, they would read Quran Sharif abundantly. Therefore, it's known as Shahrul Qurra, the month of the Qarisabs and the Imams preparing for Taraweeh, Ramadan, and the month of charity. So go give out the zakat now so that the poor Muslims can also have a nice meal, suhoor time, sehri time, iftar time. So 100% we encourage that. You must remember you have this 1 week, you have the weekend, so try and do that. And then when your due date comes in Ramadan Mubarak, so calculate, you paid 100,000, but you owe another 400,000 because the zakat you have to pay is 500,000. So you start paying it. You can stagger the payment throughout the year, but you pay in Shaaban, Ramadan, you will receive optimum, maximum reward, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, we performing Umrah, staying at Conrad Hotel. Is it permissible for men to follow the imam from the namaz room at the hotel?
Remember, I know this hotel very well, Conrad Hotel. Now, if you study where the location is, so you will find you will have to cross a road, and that road is very, very busy. You must remember, Shari Ibrahim Khalil Road is his name. And then you go inside and so forth. Now, imagine you're going to read Salat from there. There's a road in between you and the imam. And all that, is it permissible? No, not permissible. Nor for men, nor for women, that in your hotel that you're going to follow the imam. Yes, unless it's like Ramadan time or Jummah time, or you must remember Hajj time, that where the sufuf and the rows from the haram and it goes on, and the streets are also packed to capacity with musallis right to your hotel door and so forth. So then only what would be permissible. But where you have big gaps, you have a whole road there, traffic is going on, definitely in that case your salat is null and void. So I will never ever recommend that in the smart hotels, from their musalla and their prayer rooms and so forth, and that big halls they have salatul rijal and salatul nisa, the big hall for the lady, for the man, and there they just read salat because they have the mic system connected to the haram. Your salat, according to majority scholars, is not valid. So therefore, we will never recommend that, and you must repeat all your salats that you read by it.
Mufti Sahib, if a husband and a wife are reading Tarawih at home, both are hafizes, can the wife correct the husband, and will the wife be able to lead the husband in any of the rakats?
Subhanallah, you can see now democracy. Can the wife rectify the husband? So remember that 100% it happens to me every day or every week. So I am in front and my wife is at the back. She's not hafizah, but she knows, mashallah. And then she rectifies me when I ask her, that, why you rectify now? You say, every time you make the same mistake, you see. So I say, alhamdulillah, take another 100 rand, 500,000 rand, every mistake. So now she gets very happy, you see. Honey, take the money, like that. Now the wife is a hafizah. So she says, hey, Habib, you go at the back, me I make imamah. Subhanallah. So you must remember that ijma'an, this consensus is not permissible at all. You, the lady, you must be behind the husband, behind the man. You can't be in front. You must totally haram that is. Yes, in Abu Dawood, there's a hadith, and the heading is called Imamatun Nisa, the lady making imamah for the ladies. So the lady's name was Umme Waraka, radiallahu anha. And she came to Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, that I want that you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to my house, read the two rakat salat, show me where's the best place, and then I will make imamat and I will lead the lady. So lady leading lady, so that is permissible according to the Shafi's, Hanbalis, and so forth. Hanafis, Maliki, especially Hanafis say not permissible. So therefore, you should be very careful regarding that. But for women to make imamah for the men, that is totally haram and not permissible. Nor in Fard Salat, nor in Witr Salat, nor in Sunnat Nafil Salat, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I want to know, when a lady goes for Umrah with her son-in-law, then only he can cut her hair to complete the Umrah. Is this permissible?
Remember, we have to rephrase the question. For you to say that now I took my mother-in-law, right? And for real, we took my mother-in-law, my wife, myself, and then it was 1992 or so. So we took her for Hajj. It was a record crowd, 4 million people plus minus, you know, after the Gulf War. So understand this masla, O people, O Mu'tamireen, O Hujjaj Baytillah. That when you have finished your Umrah, you perform your Tawaf, you read your 2 rakat Salat, which is wajib according to Hanafis, compulsory, Sunnah according to Shafis, you finish your Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, so everything is done, only cutting of the hair. So you, my sister, my daughter, you go to your room, and in the room you cut your own hair. You are there with your mother-in-law. So now you cut your mother-in-law's hair and she cut your hair, or you cut your own hair. So all that is permissible. Remember, for Rijal and Nisa, for men and women. Dalil and evidence for that is, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in the 7th year for Umratul Qadha, 1,500 of them all were in Ihram. The Hajj time when they went, 120,000 plus minus, all were in Ihram. So how they came out of Ihram? So the first person will cut his own hair or will cut somebody else's hair. So Hajj time, you went to Mina, you went to Arafat, you went to Muzdalifah, and you did everything. And now on the 10th of Zulhijjah, you pelted the Jamara Aqaba, Jamara Kubra, the big Shaitan and so forth. And thereafter, the slaughtering, the Hadi, the Meshukar was done. So everything is done. So now you cut your own hair, or you shave your hair for the man, so you must remember, or you cut somebody else's hair. So all permissible, although you are in the state of ihram. So you, the sister, you must remember that you don't have to wait for your husband or your son-in-law to come and cut your hair. You cut your own hair. Ijma and this consensus that that is totally permissible. Our deen of Islam, you must learn it and practice on it, ala basiratin, with dalail and evidence and knowledge.
Mufti Sahab, please advise if becoming a lawyer is permissible in Islam.
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us to become a lawyer is permissible, wa aqwahum Ali. And the greatest lawyer judge was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So become a lawyer, but don't become a liar. وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. Quran says, you must not be such a person, lawyer, attorney, advocate, senior counsel, barrister, queen's counsel, whatever you want to call yourself. And then you are now defending the guilty party. That person committed murder, but you're a sharpshoot lawyer. So you tell him no. When you plead, you must say that, yes, sir, yes, judge, honorable judge, I committed manslaughter. You see, now he, the lawyer, is teaching him all the tricks. No. He committed rape, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. He told him no. Don't say you committed rape. Say that it was sexual molestation and so forth. So if you become such a lawyer, then that is not permissible, because you're not only a lawyer, now you're a liar also. So Quran Kareem taught us the golden maxim and teaching. Chapter 5, verse number 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ. Help and assist one another on piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate with one another in sin and transgression. So yes, in principle, to be a lawyer is good. But remember, to become a liar, like many a time happens now, so that definitely not permissible and unacceptable.
So I will take the last question. My mom has passed away on Wednesday. What's the best thing I can do for her?
Allah Jalla Wala grant your mother Jannat al-Firdaus. You know, my beloved mother passed away 1997, many a time, even now that when I speak of her, I still cry, you know. We all are children of our beloved mother, you know. So let's give you from Quran Sharif, let's give you from Sunnah Mubarakah, let's give you from the A'imma Arba'a. So Quran Sharif teaches us, O son, O daughter, grandchildren, when your father, mother, grandparents passed away with Iman and Islam, read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, whether we know them or we don't know them. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the reckoning is established. One, so read abundantly. Two, Sunnah Mubarakah. Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu came to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Inna umma Sa'din qad tuwfiyat. That the mother of Sa'd passed away, ya Rasulullah. What should I do? He, rahmatul alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ma' water. Fahafara biran faqala hadihi li ummi Sa'd. Open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it. So he went with his team, they dug up a borehole, a well, and dedicated it to his mother. So that is what you should do, my son, my daughter. That for your beloved mother, that you can't do the well yourself, so just contribute to it in Malawi, in Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, wherever there is an acute shortage. Leave our people out. Our people just waste water the whole time. So in the mosque at the home, and also go to the poor areas where people have to walk for miles and kilos just to get one drum of water, one bucket of water. So in those areas, we should do it. They'll appreciate it, remember. And then the next one, that the ulama, Imma Arba'a said, four schools, Iqra Yasin ala Mautakum, hadith mentioned by Maqil bin Yasar in Musnad Ahmad, and in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, read Surah Yasin, read Quran Sharif. It's Fajr time now, O Ummah. So read the Quran Sharif, and then transfer the reward to those people who are alive, those who have passed away. You are my sister, you're expecting. Open the account of your beloved son, daughter, to be born in Ramadan Mubarak. I was born in Ramadan. This year Ramadan, 70 years old, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. So you open his or her account with Quran Sharif, you read Ishraq Salat, you do voluntary actions. So may Allah grant our parents, our beloved teachers, and all the Muslims who passed away with true Iman and true Islam, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Tomorrow no program, and inshallah tomorrow afternoon will be the Q&A between 2 and 4 with Hafiz Hussain Wadi and myself. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.